弟兄姊妹平安。
最后的弟兄姊妹可不可以听得到？
可以啊，如果听不到请你举个手啊。我想那个听不到，我想这是非常亏欠弟兄姊妹，也是非常的亏欠主。
Peace to brothers and sisters. If you cannot hear a voice clearly, please raise your hand so we can adjust.
Okay. 那今天这个我们刚所唱的诗歌啊，事实上得等于是把我们今天交通的重点已经交通出来，唱出来。
The hymn we just sang is actually the focus of our message today.
那个这首诗歌里头，我想特别是在第二节的里面，特别讲到雪宝血。
Especially in the second stanza, it talks about the precious blood of Jesus.
那么接下来你会发觉。第三、第四节那边有一个主要的事，就是亲近主，对不对？
And the focus you can see here is to get nearer to the Lord.
第二节讲到宝血。
The second chapter talks about the precious blood.
第三节讲到十字架。
The third stanza talks about the cross.
那么第四节讲到亲近、更亲近、终身亲近。
And the fourth stanza talks about nearer and nearer while the life shall last.
亲近主的秘诀是什么？
What's the secret of getting near to the Lord?
是今天我们要一起来看主的话。
It's that we come to look at the words of the Lord together.
我们这个月交通的主题是什么？
So what's the main focus of fellowship this month?
那个或者说三个礼拜我们的弟兄交通什么？
Or what our brother shared last week.
你讲到神的创造，对不对？
Talks about the creation of God.
那我今天的题目是神创造的恢复。
Today my topic is the restoration of God's creation.
恢复神当初的创造。
Restoration of the creation of God from our original.
我们知道神创造的时候，我想在创世纪第一章三十一节这边讲得很清楚，我们一起来读一下好不好？我们一起来读一下。
Let us read Genesis 1:31.
神看着一切所造的都甚好，有晚上有早晨，是第六日。
God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
中文说甚好。
Chinese said it's very good.
那么有人翻译说是 best.
And there are some translation which says it's the best.
有人翻译说是 excellent.
And there are some other translation which says excellent.
那么这个最好让我思想到我们的主耶稣基督。在十字架上断气之前，他讲的一个字是什么？你知道吗
？Do you still remember what our Lord said on the cross, the last word?
那是什么字？两个字啊，成了，对不对
？In Chinese, it's two words.
那个成了的意思是
？In English, it's finished.
完全的，完全。
Accomplished.
因为这个，我讲到神的自豪。
So here I want to talk about the very good.The perfect of God.
但是你我都知道，我们的始祖亚当夏娃因为犯了罪，他们就失去了那个自豪，那个最好。
You know that Adam and Eve when they sinned, they lost the best from God.
我也知道在创世纪的里头当亚当夏娃违背了神的话。他们吃了生命树的果子，他们吃了分别善恶树的果子。
Yeah, we know that Adam and Eve they rebelled against the word of God and they ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
他们就被赶出乐园。
And they were expelled from the Eden.
在三章。那边讲到说，耶和华为亚当和他妻子做用皮子做衣服给他穿。
In chapter 3, it talks about that God made a coat of the animal skin for Adam and Eve.
所以这个是我们所说的皮子做鹦鹉，到底这个皮子是用什么动物做的皮？
What kind of skin is it?
我们说是羔羊的皮。
It is a skin of a lamb.
在新约里头，耶稣基督就是神的羔羊。
In New Testament, it tells us that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
我们的主为我们背十字架流血，完成了救恩。
Our Lord carried the cross for us, and he shed his blood, and he accomplished the salvation.
我们下一个我们就讲到神创造的恢复。
So now let us talk about the restoration.
神创造的恢复，简单来讲，恢复的路是什么？
What's the way of this restoration?
我们可以讲两件事情。
And to mention two things.
第一件是讲到耶稣的血。
First is blood of Jesus.
第二件是借着耶稣的十字架。
Second is cross of Jesus.
来恢复神的旨意，恢复神的治好。
That's the way of restoration of God's will and God's best.
我们就知道在新约的里头，保罗有一节非常重要的圣经节。
We know that in New Testament there's very important verse from Paul.
我想在就是在也许我们翻一下《以弗所书》二章十节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
如果你有圣经愿意的话，你翻《以弗所书》二章十节。
Ephesians 2:14.
如果找到，我们就一起来读。《以弗所书》二章十节。
二章十节。
对。Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.好，让我们一起来读。我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的。是的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
神创造的恢复乃是借着耶稣基督来做的。
God not only created through Jesus Christ, but He also restored through Jesus Christ.
这个工作在英文的里头是可以翻作是杰作。
So actually in English the word is translated as workmanship.
可以说就是神最好的工作。
That's a masterpiece.
这个就是你我。
That's you and me.
简单来说叫你我能够更像耶稣。
So that we can be more like Jesus.
神的工作的见证跟结果的表现，我们可以用马太福音五章、六章、七章来把它表明出来。
We can express God's work and the result of God's work in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
你知道五章、六章、七章是讲到什么吗
？Do you know what it talks about？
有人说，如果一个主题是什么？它主题是什么
？What's the center of it？
有人说是山上的宝训，对不对
？Someone said it's teachings on the mountain.
那么这个标准是何等的高
？How high is the standard？
但如果问面的问题，有哪一个人可以完全把马太福音五章、六章、七章把它实行出来
？The question is, who can actually live out the life recorded in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7？
有没有哪一个
？Anyone？
非常安静。
We are so quiet。
那个回答就是没有。
The answer is no one。
但是，除了耶稣基督以外
，except for Jesus Christ，
就是这句话的答案。
That's the answer of this question。
保罗在加拉太书二章二十节。
Paul in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
这些我们都非常的熟悉。
We are all very familiar with it.
说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I've been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Now it's not I that live, but Jesus Christ.
并且我如今在肉身活着， 是因信神的儿子而活。
And now I live in this flesh because of faith of the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and sacrificed himself for me.
神的工作的恢复，简单来讲，刚刚我们已经交通过了，这件事就说到两件事情，讲到基督的血，讲到基督的十字架。
Let me re-emphasize the blood of Jesus and the cross of Jesus is a way to the restoration of God's work.
那么，我想今天我们就着重在耶稣的血。
Today I will put more focus on the blood of Jesus.
或者说基督的血。
Blood of Jesus or blood of Christ.
那么刚刚我们的弟兄就带我们读了罗马书第三章。
We just read Romans chapter 3.
是讲到因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all that have sinned and for short of the glory of God.
我们不得不回到什么是罪。
We have to come back to this thinking. What is sin?
我们可以说罪就是骄傲。
Maybe we can say that pride is sin.
罪是自我为中心。
Self-centeredness is sin.
罪恶就是恨恶人。
Or you have hatred, that's sin.
或者说罪恶就是杀人，谋杀人。
Or if you murder, that's sin.
或者说就是有一些污秽，不好的思想。
Or those dirty thoughts.
但事实什么是叫做罪？
But what's the essence of sin?
所以我们可以讲到四方面。
So there are four aspects.
第一方面，借着罗马书三章二三节跟我们讲的，就是没有活出神的计划。
So according to Romans chapter 3, we didn't carry out God's plan.
第二个，你没有活出神的目的。
You haven't lived out God's will, the purpose.
或者说，我们没有活出神的自豪。
We didn't live out God's best.
第四方面是说罪就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the fourth aspect, sin is for short of the glory of God.
神自己就是荣耀。
God is glory.
神的计划是荣耀的计划。
And his plan is a glorious plan.
神的目的是一个荣耀的目的。
His purpose is a glorious purpose.
当我们没有活出神的目的和意义的时候，就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
If we didn't live out this purpose and this will, we are for short of the glory of God.
这个是我们所说的罪。
That is the thing we're talking about.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because all have sinned and for short of the glory of God.
接下来保罗继续交通。
And Paul continued on chapter 5.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们而死。
While we are still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
That God demonstrates His own love for us in this.
我们讲到基督为你我而死。
Christ died for us.
我们犯罪应该受审判，但耶稣为我们受审判。
We sin and we are supposed to be one to be judged.
我们犯
But Christ goes through the condemnation for us.
I'm sorry.我们犯罪，我们应当是流血的，但耶稣为你我而流血。
We should be the one who shed the blood, but Christ Jesus, He shed the blood for us.
我们犯罪是应当我们死亡，但基督为你我而死。
And we sin and we deserve to death, but Christ died for us.
基督为你我而死。
He died for us.
讲到第二，讲到神的爱。讲到神的爱，在这里就显明出来。
And this demonstrates God's love for us.
神的爱是一个没有条件的爱。
This is an unconditional love.
是一个永远的爱。
It's an eternal love.
是一个舍己的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
从此我们知道什么叫做爱。
And from this we know what is love.
接着我们耶稣基督死在十字架上，舍命，我们就知道什么叫做爱。
Through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, that we can know what is true love.
在接下来保罗讲说，现在我们靠着他的血称义，就应该借着他免去神的愤怒。
And Paul, after that, Paul says, we have been justified by his blood.
有些这边讲到血。
Here it talks about the blood.
他的血称义。
And we're justified through his blood.
在希伯来书我们非常熟悉的一节九章二十节告诉我们，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And in the book of Hebrews, we know that it talks about without blood, there is no forgiveness.
如果我的手脏，我可能就用水来洗我的手。
If my hands are dirty, I will wash with water.
如果我的衣服脏了，也许我就用肥皂粉来洗我的衣服。
If my clothes are dirty, I probably will wash with soap.
但罪的问题。
But as for sin,
神的方法是要借着血才能洗清我们的罪。
God's way is that only through blood can sin be cleansed.
若不流血，罪不得赦免。
Without blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
这个血是耶稣的血，是宝血。
This blood is the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus.
耶稣流血，你我被称义。
He shed his blood so that we can be justified.
神就看你我像没有罪的一样。
And God looked at us as if we were never sinned.
更感谢主，保罗继续接下讲，我们可以借着他免去神的愤怒。
And thank the Lord, Paul continued to say that we can be saved from God's wrath.
我们都知道得救是因着信，因着神的恩典。
So we know that we are saved through faith and through the grace of God.
恩典。
That's grace.
但是你知道，乃是因着耶稣的血。
You know that it is through the blood of Jesus.
如果不是因耶稣的血，神的愤怒会经常的临到我们身上。
You know, without the blood of Jesus, the wrath of God is on us constantly.
神是一个完全圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
你我就是一个完全污秽败坏的罪人。
And we were sinners.
在旧约的时候，我们知道，当人看见神的时候，就是死亡。
And through the Old Testament, we know that in history, people had the knowledge when they saw God, it's the time of death.
因为神是那样完全的圣洁。
Because God is so holy.
荣耀。
Glorious.
你我是完全的污秽跟败坏。
And we are so dirty and totally corrupted.
那感谢主，因着耶稣的血，我们称义。
Thank the Lord that through the blood of Jesus that we can be justified.
我们可以免去神的愤怒。
And be saved from the wrath of God.
那个，我想那个在呼吸的当中，我们经常我们会有这种感觉，丈夫会跟妻子讲，我看到你就生气啊。
Many times.If you have a family life between husband and wife, sometimes the husband says, whenever I saw you, I have anger.
同样的，妻子可能有的时候也会对丈夫这样讲。
And the wife may say the same way back.
但实际上这个是说出我们真实的光景。
Sometimes that's our true situation.
今天如果不是耶稣的血，神看见我们就生气。
If it's not because of the blood of Jesus, whenever God saw us,it triggers his anger.
每一次神看你我的之前，总是先看耶稣，先看耶稣的血。
Every time God sees us, He sees us through the blood of Jesus.
在接下来那句话，我们就好不好？我们就一起来读第二十四节，罗马书三章的。如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。就是何等的恩典。
Verse 24, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ.
接下来保罗继续交通。
And Paul continued.
抢不过去吗？在罗马书第三章第二十五节那边有一个非常有启示重要的圣经节。
In Romans 3:25, there's a very important revelation there. God presented him a sacrifice of atonement.
凭着耶稣的血
through faith in his blood.
借着人的信要显明神的义
through faith in his blood. He did this to demonstrate his justice.
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先死所犯的罪。
Because in his forbearance he had left the sin committed beforehand unpunished.
那么这个是罗马书第三章第二十五节第这边所告诉我们，因为接下来在二十六节那一边告诉我们，他说好在今时
In verse 26, it says he did it to demonstrate his justice at this present time.
这个也称信耶稣的人为义。
And it's to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
当我们读神的话，读圣经的时候，我们要找什么？
What we are looking for when we read the scriptures.
我们读圣经的时候应该读是什么东西呢？
What we should read out of it.
我想我们都知道，我们应该读出什么来？
Do we know the answer?
整本圣经的主题是什么？
What's the central topic of the whole Bible?
我们可以说是基督，对不对？
We may say that it's Jesus Christ.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们要把基督读出来。
We'll search that, search out Christ out of the Bible.
在圣经的里头，你会发觉，不只是话，同时也是基督。
You will realize that in the scripture, it's not just the words, but also Christ.
在我们讲到挽回祭之前，我们可以从七方面来看。
Before we, when we talk about the atonement, sacrifice of atonement, we may look at it as seven aspects.
比如说，跟说前书一章三十节。
For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
他是我们的拯救者，同时也是我们的拯救。
He is our Savior and He is also our salvation.
我们就知道在约翰福音里头就告诉我们，我们的主不只是讲道路。
In John, our Lord is not only the way.
他就是路。
He is the way.
第一方面。 他不只是讲到真理,
he not just talks about truth.
耶稣就是真理,
he himself is the truth.
他不只是讲到生命, 他就是生命,
he not only just talks about life, he 他不, is the life.
他不是讲到生命的饼, 他就是生命的饼,
he not just talks about the water of life, he is the water of life.
我们讲到信心,
we talk about faith.
保罗在希伯来告诉我们，仰望信心创始成终的耶稣。
In Hebrews, it told us to look up to Jesus, who is the author and the accomplisher of our faith.
信心的源头是耶稣。
Jesus is the source of our faith.
信心的成就仍然依靠耶稣。
And he's the one who accomplished
it. 这就是我们讲到挽回祭。
Here we talk about this atonement.
他不只是挽回祭, 他本身就是一个挽回者。
He's the one who redeemed us.
当我们读圣经读到话语的时候, 求神恩待怜悯我们能够读到基督。
May the Lord have mercy on us when every time we read the scripture.
那又给我们信心的基督。
The Jesus who we can see in faith.
我们不只是读 一点的名词，一点的话，我们乃是读到基督，得到基督。
May we not just get some terminologies from the Bible, but truly we can get Jesus Christ from the Bible.
他是挽回祭，他也是挽回主。
He is the atonement, and he is the one who redeemed us.
那么，接下来我们要讲到血，对不对？
Next we'll talk about blood.
那个，感谢主，耶稣的时代好像也没有这些 high tech， 对不对
？We thank the Lord that we don't. The people in Jesus' time lifetime don't have this kind of technology.
我想人的 high tech 会有产生问题的时候。
Sometimes man's technology may fail.
哎，感谢主啊，又奇迹出现了。
It almost like a miracle to me.
那么这个下面我们要讲到三段。
So I will talk about three things.
我们讲到血跟神的关系。
The relationship between blood and God.
另外我们要讲到血跟人跟你我的关系。
Relationship between blood and man.
最后我们讲到血跟魔鬼撒旦的关系。
And finally, blood and Satan.
在重要的在利未记十六章第十九节，好不好？我们就一起来读。这是非常重要的一些圣经，我们一起来读。也要用指头把血弹在坛上七次，洁净了坛，从坛上除掉以色列人诸般的污秽，使坛神圣。好不好？你读英文的弟兄姊妹们用英文，我们一起来读一遍。
Let us read in English. Comes blood on it with his finger seven times to cleanse it and to consecrate it.From the uncleanness of the Israelites.
什么叫做七次？你知道圣经的数字都有它的意思。什么叫做七次
？Why seven times?
七次是代表什么
？What it represents?
完全感谢主。
So it's a number for perfectness.
就讲到血，当然我们交通道是预表耶稣的血是一个宝血，是一个完全的血。
We know that this blood symbolizes the blood of Jesus.The precious blood of Jesus.
那么接下来还有一节非常重要的圣经节，就是在出埃及记那边所告诉我们的。
Next one is in Exodus.
那么在出埃及记这边第十二章十三节，当我们以时间关系，我们不能整段节都读，我们就读第十二章第十三节，我们就一起来读。这血要在你所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。主英文的弟兄姊妹，我们一起来读。The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. 那么这个是重点区，我一看见这血
always the focus.
就越过去。
I will pass over.
我们刚刚讲到，神是完全圣洁公义的神。
We know that God is completely holy.
人犯罪，神一定审判。
And if men sin, God have to judge us.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
他是审判他的儿子耶稣基督。
He judged his son Jesus Christ.
为你我流血而死亡在十字架上。
Who died for us on the cross and shed his blood.
刚我们读利未记里头就讲到赎罪日
，and in Leviticus when we read about the days of the atonement，
第一个为了什么？为了罪。
What's the reason of it? First is because of sin。
那么献的祭叫什么祭
？What kind of sacrifice will they offer that day？
赎罪祭。
The sacrifice of redemption。
我们一起读，或者 sin offering 哦。
赎
罪祭，我们一起读赎罪祭
，sin offering，
好不好？再来一次，赎罪祭，声音不够大，我想我们的主是实在是为你我当了赎罪祭，我们再来一次，赎罪祭 ，OK， 谢谢，英文叫做 sin offering， 什么时候献
？What is the time to offer this sacrifice？
每年一次
，once a year。
谁来献这个血
？Who will offer this blood？
我们叫做大祭司，对不对
？We know it's the high priest。
当然，在新约里头，我们的大祭司是谁
？Who is the high priest in New Testament？
就是我们耶稣基督。
That's our Lord Jesus Christ。
在会幕的外面就杀牛杀羊。
So they slaughter sheep and bull outside the tabernacle。
那个大祭司就把牛羊的血拿着进入至圣所。
The high priest will bring this blood into the holy place.
目的为了什么
？What's the purpose？
为了赎罪。
To offer the sin offering.
我们刚刚读出埃及记第十二章十三节，讲到逾越节。
And we just read Exodus 12:13 talks about the Passover.
当以色列人出埃及之前
when before the Israelites get out of Egypt.
他们在房子里头吃羔羊的肉。
They ate the flesh of the lamb.
在外面，在门楣上和左右的门框上吐血。
And outside in on the house, they shed blood on the door.
那个对，另外意思是 on the top, in the side of the door frame. 我想
on the top and sides of the door frame.
我不晓得在美国没有这个习惯，也许在东南亚、台湾、大陆，你过年的时候，你知道很多人喜欢做什么事。
We don't have this tradition in U.S., but you know, for Asian people, when it comes to the New Year,
他们是不是要逛门帘，对不对？
They will have the special pendants they will put.
那上面写了许多好的话，吉祥的话。
There are many blessing words put on it.
那么也是贴在门帘上和左右的门框上。
And they also put it on top and sides of the door.
我们都知道那个颜色，那个纸是红色的纸。
We know the color is universally red.
有人说这个就是出埃及的一个传统，那么中国人就不知道在什么时候什么时候学来的。
And someone said that might be this tradition has something to do with the story of Exodus.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的神一看见这血就越过去。
When God saw this blood, He will pass over.
这个血，第一个是为着我们的神，满足我们的神。
And the purpose of this blood is to satisfy our Lord.
他看见他儿子舍命流血。
When he saw his son shed the blood,
在这里满足了神圣洁的要求、公义的要求。
It satisfied the request from God of his holiness and righteousness.
在约翰福音里头，经常我们看见我们的天上的父神。对我们耶稣基督说，你是我的爱子，你是我的爱子，你是我的爱子。
And in John, we heard that Father said to the Son, "You are my beloved Son." Three times.
就是耶稣基督的见证。
That's the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在接下来，我们就讲到血与人的关系，讲到耶利米书里头就告诉我们人真实的光景。
The blood between the blood and man we saw in Jeremiah chapter 17.
好吧，我们就一起来读。人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透 ？OK， 我们一起读英文一次。
The heart is deceitful above all things, and
beyond
cure,
who can
understand it?
这是你我的光景。
That's our situation.
在我们还没有信耶稣以前，就是这样。
Before we believed Jesus, it was like so.
当我们信了耶稣以后，
after we believed,
当我们活在老旧人、老自己的里头，仍然是这种光景。
If we live in our own self, we are still in this kind of situation.
等等，我们会交通到，我们为什么有时候那么容易接受魔鬼的挑战跟引诱、控告，这是其中的原因。
That's the reason why we are so easy to be tempted by Satan.
在接下来，在希伯来书十章二十二节那边，就告诉我们一件事情哦。
In Hebrews 10:22,
这一节圣经节非常的宝贵。
This is a very precious verse.
我就读给弟兄姊妹听，并我们心中天然的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了。就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Here it says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water."
每个人都有心，对，我想在这里每个人都有心，有没有心的
？Every one of us have a heart.
我们没有心就不能活，对不对
？Without a heart, we cannot live.
但是讲到良心乃是心我们的心的一部分。
But here talk about the conscience, it's a part of a heart.
这边讲到天良的亏欠。
Here talk about a guilty conscience.
这个就是亏欠，就是讲到良心的一种罪恶感。
That's the guilty feeling we have.
亏欠的良心会丧失我们对神的信心。
And this will cause us to lose faith to God.
我们就不能够有充足的信心来到神面前。
That we cannot come near God with a sincere heart, with full assurance of faith.
耶稣的血是怎么样洁净我们的心，或者应该是说良心？
How the blood of Jesus can cleanse the heart?
我们的心永远洗不干净的。
Our heart can never be washed clean.
这边说的，你被挖掘，这个是讲到怎么洗净我们那个良心那个犯罪的罪恶感。
But here it talks about what the blood can wash away is the guilty conscience.
跟神有一个隔离的感觉。
The feeling of separation from God.
感谢主，永远是借着神儿子耶稣基督的血，叫我们都被洁净。
Thank the Lord through this precious blood that we can be cleansed.
讲到神血跟人的关系。
Again, the relationship between blood and man.
我看到以弗所书第二章十三节。
Ephesians 2:13.
我找到，我们就看见了，我们就一起来读。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血得以亲近了。这个就是我们刚刚弟兄唱的诗歌。我想这首诗歌，我个人是非常的喜欢。我相信我们这样的当中的弟兄姊妹非常的喜欢。亲近，亲近，更亲近，终身亲近。那么这个是因着耶稣的血，这个是我们所交通的。
Actually, this is a hymn we just sang a while ago. I like this hymn very much. It talks about nearer and nearer to God.
这个好像是讲到那个初步的亲近，初步的亲近神。
It talks about initial steps of getting closer to God.
但是在下一节圣经节的里头，我们可以看见一件的事。
But we can see some more in the next verse.
已经在希伯来书十章十九节这边所告诉我们的。
In Hebrews 10:19.
好不好？有一个请求，我想就是请服侍的后面的服侍的弟兄能够帮我换十赖，好不好？可以 ，OK 啊。我想这个是在主里头最好的配搭。在希伯来书十章十九节就告诉我们，弟兄们，我们基于耶稣的血可以坦然进入至圣所。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
我们都知道，在旧约的里头，至圣所只有一年一次大祭司可以进去。
We know about this most holy place. Only the high priest can enter once a year.
那根据传说。
According to the tradition.
大祭司进去的时候，脚上还挂一个东西。
The tradition says that there is something tied to the feet of this high priest when he entered the most holy.
你知道什么东西吗？
Do you know what?
铁链子。
That's some chain.
万一大祭司不够圣洁，进入至圣所死了，可以把它拖出来。
So it is inferred that if the high priest have some secret thing that when he come to the holy presence of God and he cannot stand before the Lord and died, they can pull him out.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等的恩典，在新约的里头，我们借耶稣的血可以进入至圣所。
What a grace that in New Testament that we can enter this most holy place through the blood of Jesus.
耶稣的血到底是什么意思？
What is the true meaning of the blood of Jesus?
讲到我承认我的罪。
Talks about I admit my sin.
我承认我需要被洁净。
Admit that I need to be cleansed.
我需要完全的依靠耶稣在十字架上的救恩。
I need to fully rely on the salvation from Jesus Christ.
借着这个血来到神面前。
And come before the Lord through this blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们在为了强调借着血来到神面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me emphasize one more time. We need to through this blood of Jesus.
下面还没有从蒙恩以前。
Before we believe Jesus. What we rely on to come before the Lord. And after we're saved, what are you relying on?
It's
blood. Blood of Jesus.
我们从时间的角度来看, 我们昨天, 我们来到神面前是,
and look at from through time history, what we come before the Lord yesterday. Today, it's all because of the blood. Even tomorrow, same, the blood of Jesus. Next point is very important. You feel like I've believed for a long time and I loved the Lord. Many times you feel like my spiritual situation is very good.
那么我有读经有祷告,
I may read the Bible, I may pray, I may share the gospel, and maybe someone was saved.
那我们说,
you feel like because of this, I can come before God.
但实际上,
but no, you still have to come before God through the blood of Jesus.
另外我们来说, 有时候我们有软弱, 我们有问题, 我们有失败, 我们没有信心, 我们就觉得,
and sometimes we are in weakness and failure and we feel like that we cannot come before God.
我们在这里头, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, if we are like that, we are for sure of grace.
今天我们来到神面前,不是因着我们的光景好坏,
we can come before God not because of our weak or strong, it is because the blood of Jesus.
有时候求主怜悯我们, 我们就忽略了,
and someone said, maybe when I first believe I need the blood of Jesus.
那个是基督道理的开端。
You think that's the elementary truth.
以后的话我就不一定要借着耶稣的血。
And later on, probably I don't need to rely on this blood.
And
that's our problem. We neglected that the true gospel is always the same gospel forever. Every day when we come before God, we need the blood of Jesus.
亲近他, 亲近他, 亲近他,
to get nearer, nearer, and nearer.
在光景好的时候,
in our good situation,
接着血,
through the blood.
在光景不好的时候, 我觉得我不能够服侍神的时候,
in our bad situation, when we're weak, still come before God through blood.
耶稣的血, 那么这个下面的一些的交通劝勉, 我想在原先的讲义, 对不起, 在原先的我们的newsletter上面是没有的。
I will share some more.
好不好, 我们就是来一起读, 我们读这些圣经节, 没有我交通一些的见证, 彼此交通, 彼此劝勉。
We'll read this and then have some testimonies.
彼得前书2章21节, 我们起来, 你们蒙召原是为此, 因基督也为你们受过苦, 给你们留下榜样, 叫你们跟随他的脚, 我们一起读英文, to thus you are called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example, that you should follow in his steps. 这个是拯救的路,
this is the way of salvation.
基督为你我受过苦,
Christ suffered for you and me,
给你们留下榜样,
and leaving us an example.
耶稣的血从我们来讲, 讲到两点,
so there are two points here.
讲到耶稣在地上的时候, 被拒绝,
Jesus was rejected on earth.
没有人来讲, 但是耶稣的反应是一个合乎神心意的完全的反应。
The second point, the reaction of Jesus is a reaction that satisfied God.
我们的主三年半的时间, 他实行神的旨意。
In 3.5 years, he carried on the will of God.
传扬神的福音
and share the gospel of God.
他也赶出魔鬼
and he expelled Satan.
因为他医治了许多生病软弱的人
and he healed many who are sick.
在他生命的末了，他上了十字架。
In the end of his path on earth, he went on the cross.
他在地上 的生命。
We talk about his life on earth.
他被以色列人所弃绝。
He was rejected by the Israelites.
以色列人宁愿要一个巴拉巴，要一个强盗，但不要这一位神的儿子耶稣。
They would rather have the Barnabas versus Jesus.
那些文士、法利赛人、执政掌权的，也弃绝了我们的主耶稣基督。
And those teachers and Pharisees, they rejected the Lord as well.
把他钉了十字架。
They crucified him on the cross.
他是为着你我而受苦。
He suffered for you and me.
在下一段的里头，我们的主是怎么反应
？And how our Lord reacted to this rejection?
我们都知道有。多少历世历代的众圣徒是因着这一句话受神的感动，愿意接受耶稣基督成为个人的救主。
We know that through all generations, so many brothers and sisters were moved by this verse and accept Jesus Christ.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Father, forgive them for what they did. They do not know.
耶稣在这里头选择神的旨意。
Jesus chose the will of God here.
他选择赦免。
He chose to forgive.
这是主的榜样。
That's the example of our Lord.
你知道我现在就讲一件事啊，我不晓得你们有多少人看连续剧，喜欢看韩国的连续剧。
So I will ask a question: How many of you watch those TV series, especially from those Korean series?
我想基督徒也是需要有一点。或者说是一种的vacation 啊，能够度假，能够轻松一下。
So from time to time, Christians need a time of rest.
但我不是鼓励你去看连续剧啊。
I'm not encouraging you to watch TV series.
那我就对不起主。
Then I will, I will lost my face before Lord.
主要的是因为韩国的弟兄姊妹有许多基督徒。
Because one of the reasons is there are many Christians in Korea.
他把耶稣的爱，把耶稣的赦免，从连续剧的里头把它显明出来。
And some of them they reflected the love and forgiveness of Christ through some TV series.
在你看完以后，你会觉得很舒服。
So you will feel comfortable after watching those series.
实际上这是圣经中的真理。
Actually, what's embedded in is some truth in Bible.
彼此相爱。
To love each other.
彼此赦免。
And forgive each other.
彼此接纳。
And accept each other.
有一个年轻人，他或者也是听到主的受苦，也是听到主的爱的反应。
There was a young man who heard the suffering of the Lord, and he had a reaction.
在他的人生那里头有 好长好多年的时间
many years in his life
他里头充满了苦读
he had lots of bitterness
充满了生气跟悖逆
a lot of anger and rebels
因为他的父亲死了
because his father passed away
但 他跟他的父亲的关系没有搞得很好
And he had a very bad relationship with his father.
他父亲死的时候，他会以后还是非常怨恨他的父亲。
When his father passed away, he still had lots of anger against his father.
他听到主的福音。
But he heard the gospel of God.
那个赦罪的福音。
The gospel of forgiveness.
他就跟他太太开车到他的父亲的坟墓面前。
He drove on to.To the tomb of his father with his wife.
他在那里在神的面前，把他一切的苦读、恶劣的态度，通通倾倒出来，在神面前。
And before God, he admits all his anger and bitterness.
同时，他也从心里头真是愿意赦免他的父亲。
And he truly forgave his father in his heart.
他的妻子做见证，从此以后。 是一个不同的人，是充满喜乐平安的人。
And his wife testified that from then on he is totally new person.
有一个姊妹，她家庭有了问题。
Sister had a problem in his family.
她先生很早就离开她。
Her husband left her a long time ago.
她里头也是充满许多的怨恨跟苦毒。
And she also had lots of bitterness and anger.
有一天，她觉得需要帮助，就到一个弟兄面前求帮助。
And one day she felt she needed help, and she went to a brother.
她说，这个弟兄跟姊妹讲，你应该赦免你的丈夫。
And this, the brother told her that you need to forgive your husband.
这个妇人的怀疑就是说，你知道他已经离开我，跟一个女人走已经十五年，我就已经。这十五年的当中，我是坐在受苦的日子里面。
And the sister said, you know, my husband had left me 25 years ago, and that was another woman, and I've suffered so many years.
这个弟兄有智慧的回答他一句话。
The brother replied to her wisely.
你难道要让你的丈夫继续破坏你剩下的人生
？So the brother said.You really wanted your husband to ruin the rest of your life?
我们需要记得人，怨恨人的人，事实上是最受伤、最痛苦的人。
We know that a person who has hatred in the heart will hurt himself the most.
我们所怨恨的人，可能他非常欢喜快乐。
Maybe the person we hated is don't have any sadness.
但是在你我怨恨充满了怨恨里头的人是把自己关在监狱的里面。
But if you have hatred, you kind of put yourself in a prison.
我们应该跟随耶稣的脚步。
What we really need to do is follow the steps of Jesus.
在圣灵的里头。
In the Spirit.
选择赦免。
To choose to forgive.
一个弟兄说，赦免不是一个感觉，乃是一个决定。
So a brother said that forgiveness is not a feeling but a decision.
当说我不能的时候，事实上我们是在说我不愿意。
So many times when we say I cannot do something, it's really we are saying I'm not willing to do.
如果说我们不愿意，我们应该可以说我愿意。
If you feel like you're really saying I cannot, you should say I'm willing to.
我们在这里以后就能够得着神更丰富的恩典。
That way we can receive the more abundant grace from God.
第三，我们讲到血跟魔鬼撒旦的关系。
Certainly, we'll talk about the relationship between blood and Satan.
我们就知道启示录有一节，有一节就是十二章第十节，对不对
？Revelation 12:10.
在我们神面前作业控告我们弟兄的。
Revelation 12:10, the accuser who accuses our brothers from day and night.
这个就是魔鬼，这个就是撒旦。
That's the accuser is Satan.
魔鬼今天仍然是最活跃的工作，就是控告神的儿女们。
One of his most active thing he do today is to accuse brothers and sisters.
耶稣的血仍然是对魔鬼最有力的武器。
The blood of Jesus is still the most powerful weapon against the devil's accusation.
血与撒旦魔鬼的关系。
Blood and Satan.
在约翰一书第一章第七节。
1 John 1:7.
我们如果愿意，我们继续起来读。我们若在光明中，我们一起来，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all things.
这个光是什么光
？What kind of light is this light?
是不是太阳光
？Is it sunlight?
我想没有一个人能够盯着太阳光看十分钟，对不对
？I think no one of us can.Look straight at the sunlight for 10 minutes.
他可能成了一个瞎眼瞎子。
Yeah, we'll be a blind man.
但这个光是什么光
？What kind of light is this light?
神是完全圣洁荣耀的光，对不对
？He's the most holy God.
感谢主，一个弟兄说，这个是恩典的光。
But here, this light is the light of grace, according to one brother.
在这边讲到一切的罪。
All things.
事实上是 everything. 用原来讲就是每一个罪。
Actually, it's everything.
什么是每一个罪？
What it talks about.
大的罪，小的罪。
The big ones, the smaller ones.
或者会当黑的罪，或者比较不黑的罪。
So sometimes the, you call it black ones or white ones.
这个罪可能是我们觉得可以赦免的罪，也有可能觉得不能赦免的罪。
You may think it's forgivable or not forgivable.
我们也觉得这个罪是我们可以会记得，这个罪可能是我们不记得的罪。
And some of you remember and some of you forget.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主，耶稣的血能洗净我们一切的罪。
Thank the Lord, His blood can purify us from all things.
这是神的救恩。
This is the salvation of God.
这是耶稣的血。
This is the blood of Jesus.
我们下一个，我们在这里要宣告主的得胜，对不对？在罗马书八章三十一节。
In Romans 8:31.
我们一起来读啊，很快，对不起，因为我们觉得没有。人若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？然后，下一节，第三十三节，我们一起来读。然后我们要请英文的弟兄也读三十三节。谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义。问起来 ，Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. 然后下一节圣经节，永远是在那里宣告主的得胜。第三十四节，我们一起来。谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求，对不对 ？Who is that condemned? Christ Jesus, who died more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, also interceding for us. 我们都知道，耶稣的血有能力。
We all know that there's power in the blood of Jesus.
我们可以宣告神的得胜。
We can declare the victory of God.
但是在实际的我们的生活中，我们面临着经常面临一个问题。
But in the reality of our lives, we often face a problem.
我们觉得经常我们容易接受魔鬼的引诱试探啊，接受他的控告。
And it's easy for us to take Satan's temptation. Or challenge or accusation.
这是什么原因你知道吗？
What is the reason for that?
当魔鬼向你我控告的时候，我们可能有两种的反应。
When Satan accused us, we may have two reactions.
你信了耶稣，你没信耶稣以前你犯罪，耶稣的血洗净你的罪。
Before you believe, the blood of Jesus cleansed your sin.
你信了耶稣以后，你又继续犯罪，神不管你了，神不爱你。
And if you after you believed, if you continue in sin, God will love you anymore.
魔鬼说神不会赦免你。
And Satan will tell you that God will not forgive you.
两种的反应。
You will have to react.
第一种反应，我们就灰心，我们就放弃了。
And the first reaction will just backtrack.
但是第二种反应是更要命的反应。
The second reaction is even worse.
你知道今天我不晓得在男人女人当中哪一种人比较容易认错。
Among husband and wives or men and women, what kind of man you think is easier to admit his problem?
有人说是男人，有时候女人，有人说男人女人都不容易。
Sometimes someone say men or women and someone say both. It's hard for them.
有许多的时候因为我们不认错，所以我们在那里编造许多的故事。
Many times because we don't want to admit our problem, we build many stories.
如果我对，我就说对；如果不对，说对不起。
So if I'm right, you just say I'm right, or you just say I'm sorry.
但经常我讲这对不起，那是不容易讲出来的。
But it's hard to say these simple words.
因为我们总是有人的面子。
Because we want to save our face.
这是我们老旧人老我的本相。
This is the reality of our old self.
当魔鬼向你我挑战的时候，我们可能去找到底我用什么方法来对付魔鬼。
So when Satan challenges us, we want to find a way to react to this challenge.
但是忘记我们当初是怎么信耶稣的。
But we forgot how we believed Jesus from the very beginning.
我是一个罪人蒙恩典。
I'm a sinner who received grace.
我这个人是没有办法改良的，只有与耶稣同时才能活。
I'm a man who is not correctable, but I received Jesus. I will die and raise with him.
当我信耶稣以后，我们犯罪软弱了，魔鬼控告我们。
After we believe Jesus Christ, and when we are weak, Satan accused us.
我们忘记我们这个老旧人已经坏了，不能再坏。We
forgot we were totally corrupted and cannot be even worse.
我们忘记我们这个肉体是没有无药可救的。
We forgot we cannot save our flesh.
我们可以对魔鬼说，是的，我犯罪，是我错了，但是有耶稣的血。So
we can reply to Satan that truly I'm a sinner. I sinned, but I have blood of Jesus.
使徒保罗有一个秘诀。
Apostle Paul had a secret.
相信他，魔鬼控告他的时候，他能够得胜。
So that he can keep his victory when Satan accused him.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know what's the secret?
就比如他前面开前书，我们不必读，我想就读给弟兄姊妹。First Timothy.
前面开前书一章十五节。 First Timothy 1:15.
保罗宣告。
Paul declared.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。
And Christ Jesus came down to save sinners.
这话是可信的。
It is true.
是十分可佩服的。
And it is true and to be fully believed by us.
我们讲了最终下面最重要的一句话。
The most important words.
我相信魔鬼对他没有办法。
I believe after this, Satan has no way to get him.
在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
I'm the worst among all the sinners.
这个不是保罗刚信耶稣的时候讲的。
This is not what Paul declared when he first believed.
在他人生的末了，快要为主殉道的时候，在监狱里头做了这个宣告，提摩太前书。
He declared this close into the end of his life when he was about to martyr for the Lord.
在罪人中，我是一个罪魁，那个时态是现在式。
I am the worst among all sinners.
他曾经陷害人，那个史蒂凡，他没有直接杀人，人用石头打史蒂凡的时候，他是在旁边帮人家看衣服的。
Before he believed, he persecuted Christians, like on the death of Stephen, he was the one who kept the clothes when people stoned Stephen.
那个时候他当然是个罪人，是个罪魁。
Of course, he's a sinner.
你怎么说他信耶稣在真正的末了还讲说我是个罪魁？
At the end of his life, he still said, "I'm the worst of all sinners."
因为他认识我们的老旧人是不可靠的。Because
he realized our old self is not reliable.
我们那个肉体是没有帮，是无药可救的。We
cannot save our own flesh.
这个是简单来讲，当魔鬼控告你我的时候。 我们不服输，我们也不愿意承认说我们的错，借耶稣的血，我们就在那里跟魔鬼讨论，跟用英文来讲就是negotiate，就在那商量，我到底是真的是那么坏吗？他就在那里找原因。So
if Satan accuses us, if we don't accept the blood of Jesus, we are actually negotiating with Satan. Am I truly that bad, or I have some goodness?
用保罗的话就所说的，我们就是说，我们还在，当魔鬼控告我们的时候，我们还在找，我们自己里头还有一点的义。So
in words of Paul, actually that way we are still looking for some kind of righteousness in ourselves.
但是我们承认说，我们是完全依靠耶稣的救恩，依靠了宝血，在我的里头，我是一个罪人，蒙恩典，永远这个是我的名号。
But we have to admit that we have to totally rely on the blood of Jesus. We are a sinner who received grace.
就是讲到宝血跟魔鬼撒旦的关系。
So this is the relationship between the precious blood of Jesus.
最后我要交通的见证，彼此交通劝勉。
So finally, I have some testimony and some encouragement.
我们前一阵我们也讲到福音的操练，我们也特别交通劝勉，那个教练拖累怎么样传福音。
A while ago, we had some training on how to share gospel, and especially we used Brother Torres' writings.
我想这个见证可能有人听过。
Maybe some of you have heard this testimony.
但这个不是传福音的。
This is not specifically about sharing gospel.
那个不是讲初步的福音。
Not just the beginning.
那个是完全的福音。
It's a full gospel.
这个是完全的救恩的福音。
The gospel of the full salvation.
就讲到焦雷怎么样赶鬼。
And how Atari excelled the demons.
有个老父亲啊，他的儿子被鬼攻击，被鬼附，他就来要求焦雷的帮助。
A father, his son was kind of occupied by Satan, so he asked Tori to help.
就年轻人自己讲被鬼附，说你知道我是被鬼附的，就是我是没有盼望的。
So the son himself told Tori that, you know, I was occupied by demons, I have no hope.
焦雷回答说很像，可是主耶稣能赶鬼。
Torres said, maybe, but Jesus Christ can excel the demons.
他说焦雷你不知道，鬼已经进入我的心，就好像魔鬼进入犹大的心一样。
The son said, Miss Torres, you don't know that the demon entered my heart just like Satan entered the heart of Judah.
焦雷没有其他话，用主的话，圣灵的宝剑。
And Tori didn't use other words but the word of God, the sword of the Holy Spirit.
他说，神的儿子显现，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
The Son of God revealed to destroy the work of demon, Satan.
感谢神，神给他约翰福音6章37节。
Thanks the Lord, give him John 6:31.
他讲到说，最后说。 到我这里来了，我总不丢弃他。
And I will not forsake whoever come before me.
接下来你会发觉，神给他的话，这句话有了印证。
So truly, this the word that was given to Tori have this reaction.
接下来魔鬼并不放松，一个问题接一个问题上来问。
And the demon asked many other questions.
到后来啊，好像起初的时候，焦雷没有办法，就是说好，那你进到房间里头去休息。
And at first, Tori don't have so many other ways. He asked the son to have some rest.
那几个礼拜以后，神再把这句话给了焦雷这个弟兄。
Several weeks later, God gave these words to Tori.
他就再来看这个年轻人。
He went to see the son again.
问他说：“你究竟信不信圣经是神的话？”
He asked, "Do you truly believe?" The Bible is word of God.
他说是，我相信圣经每一句都是神的话。
And the son said that truly I believe every word in the Bible is from God.
继续问，你相信耶稣是不会说谎的，你知道吗？他说到我这里来，我怎么不丢弃他？
And he asked again, do you know there's no lie in the mouth of Jesus? And he said that whoever come before me, I will not forsake him.
那么这个魔鬼借着这个回答，说我已经犯了。
And through the mouth of this son, the demon said that I have committed sin that cannot be forgiven. And our brother said again, whoever come before me, I will not forsake him.
后来这个人继续说，我是明白真理以后，又犯罪，我是没有办法。
And the son said that I committed this sin after I believed, after I know the truth.
你已经回答出来是耶稣所说到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
And the answer from Tori is the same. Jesus said, "Whoever comes before me, I will not forsake you."
魔鬼继续问了许多问题，几个问题。
And the demon asked many other questions.
最后魔鬼输了，如果投降，魔鬼已经没有话可以再问。
And finally, the demon admitted he failed because he has no more words that he can accuse.
他就问教会先生说，我怎么样才能得到拯救？
And the son asked Tori, how can I be saved?
他说, 祷告。
And Tori said, pray.
我祷告一句, 你跟我祷告一句。
And I pray and you pray after me.
耶稣, 我愿意到你面前来。
Pray, Jesus, I'm willing to come before you.
我虽然是世界上最不好的人,
Even I'm the worst man of this world.
可是我现在要到你这里来。
But I come before you.
我深信你总不丢弃我。
I believe you will not forsake me.
叫弟兄问他说, 耶稣接受你了吗?
And Tori asked him, Do you believe Jesus accepts you?
这个被鬼附的说, 我并不感觉, 我并不觉得。
And this son answered, I didn't feel like.
叫弟兄继续说, 耶稣是说真话, 还是说谎话?
And Tori asked, Is Jesus telling a lie or telling the truth?
他的回答说, 当然是说真话。
And the son answered, Of course, he's telling the truth.
然后他就平安地就回到他的房间。
And then he had the rest and went back.
他跟这位弟兄说, 魔鬼再来试探你, 你用同样的话说, 反到我这里来, 我永远不丢弃他。
And Tori told the son, said, Whenever demon come to tempt you again, you reply with the word of God. Jesus said, Whoever come before me, I will not forsake you.
然后这位弟兄得着了拯救。
And finally, this son got saved.
魔鬼离开了,
and the demon was cast away.
这个根据教历史当中, 他是成了一个神所重用的仆人。
And later, he became a very famous a servant of God throughout the history.
他的 last name 叫做 New Way.
His last name is New Way.
我不晓得他的 first name. 也许黄牧师知道, 不是。 W.M. New Way. 他还做了诗歌, 他成了神所重用的仆人。
He wrote many hymns and became a very important servant of God.
感谢上帝。
Thank the Lord.
我们今天以耶稣的血,
Today, through the blood of Jesus,
满足了父神的要求,
satisfy the request of
Father. 因为耶稣的血, 我们可以天天的, 经常的, 永远的亲近他。
Through the blood of Jesus, we can come near Him daily.
不管我们光景好或坏,
no matter we have a good or bad situation,
亲近他,
come close to Him,
爱他,
love Him,
服侍他,
serve Him.
当魔鬼控告试炼试探你我的时候,
when Satan tempted us, let us declare the victory of the Lord through His word.
我是个罪人蒙恩典。
And the sinner received grace.
我们靠着主夸胜,
Let's boast through the Lord.
谁能控告神为他们而死的人?
Who can accuse the one who God died for?
像今天的信息我们就交通到这里。
I will stop here and may Lord bless His words.
借着耶稣的血建造他心中的教会。
Build His church through the blood of Jesus.
我们就把时间交给领会的弟兄。 Thank you.